I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's rejecting this year's annual Religious Freedom Report, which recommends sanctions on a country of particular concern, or CPC as a designation. Released earlier this week by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, the report describes how different countries treat religious groups. India's crackdown includes Christians, and this report could help persecuted Christians if the U.S. applies pressure to India. However, as Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton tells us,
the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom issues a report every year. They issue recommendations to the State Department, but it is up to the State Department to actually enact those recommendations or not enact them.
No matter what governments do next, you can help by praying. Find specific requests at missionnews.org. And as the COVID-19 pandemic drags on in many parts of the world, how can the church respond with hope instead of fear? Jim Shannon of E3 Partners says, we can remember our history. He points to two ancient plagues, the Antonine Plague from the 2nd century AD and the Cyprian Plague from the 3rd century.
Between those two plagues, it's been estimated that between a quarter and a third of the entire population of the empire died, including three Roman emperors. So imagine that. As the wealthy were rushing out of the cities to ride it out in their country estates, who was it that stayed and tended the sick and fed the homeless and took in the orphans? It was the persecuted church.
After both plagues, Christianity saw masses of people who were seeking the hope that allowed believers to brave death. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.